The Whanganui team, which of course is into the final, and they've been kind of the scene setters all season, haven't they, really, in Heartland Rugby. They've got a good win in their semi-final as well. The final score in that game last week, 58-26 over Wairarapa Bush, and they're hosting the final against Buller this weekend. James Cassidy is here. Coach, g'day, James.
Jason,
how you doing today, Jason? Yeah.
Good, mate.
Good, mate. Congratulations on making the final, mate. It's another good achievement for you guys, eh?
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. You're always happy to get yourself in the situation to have a crack at the final, so yeah, we're happy with it.
How you think you've been hitting all your goals and your targets this season?
I'd say. We're very happy to go through unbeaten. In saying that, I don't think we'd played to our potential. We probably got a lot closer to it in the semi-final against Wairarapa Bush on Saturday, but up till then we sort of hadn't been going as well as I would hope we had been, but we're sort of starting to hit our straps, so
yeah,
fingers crossed to carry on.
Now, Barry Matthews, we just had a chat to him, it was interesting seeing how they negotiated the season. He said they never had a penalty attempt all season, Jason, with these 6-point tries. Isn't that incredible? You play all these games, you play an entire season, you never have a penalty goal kick, eh?
It's changed the outlook on the day. I'm saying that we've probably kicked a couple, but very, very few, but it's probably a... When you get out to a certain points, if you're at the 8 or something, I suppose it gets you out to 10 outside a try, and they still do come into calculations, but definitely not as often. Majority of the time you're under the pump because opposition are kicking into the corners and putting you under pressure defensively, so which leads to more penalties and, unfortunately, probably more yellow cards as well. So
Have you liked it, Jason, coaching through this season with these rules?
Yes and no. Like I say, I think it puts a lot more pressure on you, because nobody's really taking their kicks a goal, and they're putting a lot more pressure on you defensively. And I suppose as a coach, it's a lot harder on your old kicker when you're sitting there watching your team in the camp down in their own corners, in their own red zone for long periods of time trying to defend, and then probably unfortunately leads to more yellow cards because we give away a few more penalties, and probably the only way of stopping that is getting rid of a few people. So then snowballs the effect, I suppose. And like I say, it's probably not very good on the old coach's heart, so I'd imagine. So.
Speak for yourself, Jason, of course. Now, you've got, you've got this ability to get some good players out there and get them combining, going very well. I see Tarangatira Waitokia has made the Heartland 15 as well. And the word's out on this bloke that he's got a bit of talent out on the wing for you this year. Tell me about his background, Jason, and potentially how good he could be going forward.
Yeah, he's got a hell of a lot of potential. Either a wing, or he was playing all his rugby at fullback, and he wasn't playing club rugby. We picked him out of the Metro Colts team, which is basically like a sort of under 22, under 23 sort of 8 bracket that play in a competition with school teams. And he was one of those ones we took a little bit of a gamble on, but we like what we've seen of him, and the rugby he was playing, so gave him a chance, and he's come up aces for us. He's a very good attacking player, good step off both feet, and good pace to go with it. And he's a pretty brave young fella too. He's not scared to tackle and then get stuck in at the contact area. So.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Now, you've produced a couple of pretty decent players in the last few years. Waisaki Naholo comes to mind, of course, Jason, and, of course, Stephen Porifeta, who was playing Heartland Rugby last year. Now he's going to be playing Super Rugby next year for the Blues. Is Waitoki in that category? Do you think he's capable of playing Super Rugby?
Yeah, I think so. He's like all young fellas. He's probably still got a little bit to learn and a little way to go, but he's... I've got no doubt he's well and truly capable of it, and he's one of those guys who's got a good head on him too. He's not too doesn't think he's too smart to be able to take a bit of advice, and he's willing to learn and listen. So I think he's got the potential to be a at least to that Super Rugby level.
That's fantastic, isn't it? And it just shows you again, Jason, that, you know, Heartland Rugby, a lot of people just think, it, you know, secondary school and academies and that sort of stuff and is the stepping stone to, to professional rugby. But Heartland Rugby is a pathway as well. It still remains a pathway for players, isn't it?
I think it's a major one, really, for the Heartland Unions. And, it's not just us. You've got to look through a lot of the other Heartland teams, and they promote a lot of players into the ITM Cup and even Super Rugby. You know, and there's Billy Guyton floating around playing Super Rugby. You know, he's a North Otago boy a few years ago, and there's a lot of them around. King Country's winger from last year, he's playing for Waikato this year. It's a good pathway, I think, and it annoys me a little bit. A lot of young kids think they've got to go directly to, and leave the provinces and go to the bigger unions. Like, you know, for us, it's like Manawatu's and Taranaki's when they don't need to. Like, you know, they get put in a development grade or and they get swallowed for 3 or 4 years that you never see them again. But I think if they play Heartland Rugby and play well, they get identified pretty quickly and picked up. So.
Yeah,
I think it's still a major thing that should attract young people to stay in the home unions and have a go and then go from there. So.
Yeah, indeed, I think you're spot on there. Waitoki has got that potential. Got anyone else that you think could also go up to Super Rugby level in your squad at the moment, Jason?
I think there's a couple of guys that have got some real potential. We've got a young Irish lock playing for us, Gavin Thornbury's come over this year for a rugby experience and played club rugby here, and I think he's got massive potential. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not wearing a green jersey within the next couple of years. I'd say he's a major talent. He's got a big boy, about 6'9", but he's got all the skills in the world and can run like a bloody back when he gets in the open. And I think he's got major potential, but. So we've still got some young guys coming through, and our local guys that are pretty good as well. But yeah, it's like I say, they've got to really stick their hand up, and then you'd like to think there are plenty of them that can go to that level. But yeah, like I say, they've got to show it and earn the right. So.
Yeah, indeed. All right, that's the challenge for all the players. All right, Buller is your opponent in the final. They've actually been really impressed. They've got a fantastic attitude at the moment, haven't they, Jason? They've beaten King Country away, Wairarapa up a bush away. They went down to Maroon, beat South Canterbury away. These guys have got some game, haven't they, at the moment?
Well, they're a bloody good team, and they've got some real attack ability about them, eh? Like, anybody who wasn't worried about what they present in attack, you'd have to be a bit of a fool. They've got probably one of the best attacking backlines in the Heartland, and it's there's not just one of them. There's probably about three or four of them that have got to be looked after. So yeah, and like I say, they've got a real hard working forward pack to go with it that work their butts off, and they're probably not the biggest guys, but they've got a real lot of work they do.
Indeed. Having said that, you touched them up 28-0 when you met them earlier in the month on the 8th of October, which is, three and a bit weeks ago. In your mind, Jason, does that game mean much now?
No, not much at all. We played well on the day, and we managed to probably shut down a few things. But, they were learning a bit from the game, and we've probably learned a bit as well, but that's all gone.
Indeed. All right, Jay.
Final draft, totally.
Indeed. All right, Jason. Well, look, thanks very much for having a chat to us today, mate. Much appreciated. All the very best for the final. The Whanganui coach, Jason Caskey, there.